Hello, this is Pastor Fred Brooks from Christ Family Church, located at 18506 Telegraph Road in Brownstown, Michigan. I want to thank you for downloading and listening to this message via podcast today, and I pray it'll be a source of blessing and encouragement to you. Christ Family is a Spirit-filled church full of people who are passionate about the things of God and who believe in the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. If we can ever be of service to you, or you would like more information about Christ Family, simply contact us through our website at christfamily.com. May the Lord bless you, and remember, you are always welcome at Christ Family.
We're going to change things up a little bit today. The order of the service is different, and I think it's going to be great. So, you all can have a seat right now. We have a theme today, and it's about our walk. Sometimes just walking can be difficult for some people. but walking, you know, we have the physical representation of what God wants us to do in the spirit. And I think about all the different stages of when we're little, learning to walk. Baby Zeke, who's just flipping over and not walking at all. Ezra's walking around furniture, and Geo's running everywhere. And then you get to Lino's stage where it's just like, you know, there's no stopping. It's wonderful how God created us. And God has us the same thing in the spirit, man. Everything that we're supposed to do in the physical world, we're supposed to do in the spiritual world. We're supposed to eat, which is like knowledge and learning scripture. We're supposed to exercise, walking. We're supposed to fellowship with others. We're supposed to do a lot of things in the spirit, walk. So one of the scriptures today is our scripture is Colossians chapter 1 verse 10. It says, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May we all walk in a way that pleases God, that he can be seen through us, that he's the light inside of us, that people say, hey, I want the peace that you have. I want to be able to walk through life with joy. So I'm going to say a prayer over the church, and Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing this body together, for knitting us in harmony and unity. And I pray, Lord, that you would just be with every soul represented here today and their families, Lord, that you would guide them in their walk with you, that you would bear fruit in their lives and increase their knowledge of you. And help us, Lord, that we may also help others in their walk. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to give you all the praise and honor and glory, for it's all in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dave. Amen. 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 Good morning. Good morning. Like Jonna said, we're changing things up a little bit this morning, and I'm going to share with you some of God's word this morning, but I'm going to pray too, because I love to pray before I speak. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you right now, Lord, and I just ask, Lord, that you touch my lips. Lord, that the words that I'm about to say bring glory to your name, Lord. And in that process, prepare our hearts to receive what it is you want us to receive, Lord. Let us have our minds and hearts open for to begin and complete the work that you've started. Yes, it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Talking about walking this morning, have you ever noticed the way people walk? How many people are people watchers out there? You might just go to the mall. You might just sit and watch people. You know, Teresa will go to the mall, and sometimes I just get tired of shopping, and I'll go and sit out there, and you watch the way people walk. And if you notice a lady walking, if they walk a certain way, you know, the way they're walking, they're saying something, they're expressing themselves, their personality a little bit. And if they stop and they turn and they put their hand on their hip, they may be saying something completely different. You can read that body language when we walk. If you see a guy walking along and he's got his hands in his pocket and his head's down, you can tell he's either something he's thinking about or maybe he's disappointed. But if you see that man, that man walking along and his head's up and he's focusing on something and walking and looking straight ahead, he may be saying something totally different with his body language and his walk. If you're pumping gas at a gas station and you see someone across the street and all of a sudden they start walking rapidly or real fast towards you, you're going to be alert. You're going to say, what's happening? What's he doing? You're watching his walk. You may feel the need to get back in your car to be safe. There's a lot said by the way we walk. You can tell the way a person is feeling. We look at the way people walk and watch them, but people are looking at us and our walk to see if we're doing what we say. That's part of the walk. Because if we're saying something, they're going to want to see if we do it. The Bible compares the Christian lifestyle to a walk. And when you walk, you're not only walking from point A to point B, but it's how we get there. It's how we walk to get to point B. We find in the book of Colossians chapter 1, John had just read it. If we back up to 9, there's some instruction there. There's something that's going on prior to talking about that walk. And it says, for this reason, since the day we heard about it, we have not stopped praying for you. Asking specifically that you may be filled with knowledge of his will and spiritual wisdom, with insight into his purpose, and in understanding of spiritual things, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, displaying admirable character, moral courage, personal integrity, to fully please him. It's not about us. It's not about what people think we look like. We get caught up in that. We're representing God. So in our walk, what we do in that walk, it's to bring glory to his name. How many of you seen the video or a picture of a little devil on one shoulder and a little angel on the other? And they're trying to convince that cartoon character or that person to go their way. Trying to persuade them. It would be nice if that was the case in our walk, that we knew exactly who we are listening to. But oftentimes, our walk is not easy. Many things seem harmless to us at first, but then the problems begin. And we have no problem walking in a particular direction, but things can change so quickly from being nice to a mess. It's a good thing to know where you're headed when you walk. Teresa and I need to get back to it, so I'm saying this publicly. We used to walk, but we had a route that we walked because we knew if we walked that certain route, how long it was, how many miles it was, and so on. So when we walk, it's good to know where you're going. It's good to know the path you're going to walk. If you draw a straight line, you have a fixed point. When I say a fixed point, if you know how to read a compass, if you've ever hung wallpaper is a real good example. You have to have a fixed point. Because if you don't have that fixed point, you're not going to get a correct reading on your compass. You're not going to get a correct cut on your wallpaper. You have to measure both sides of that wallpaper. Because if you don't, and you cut a line that looks straight, you put it up on the wall, you could be off a half inch or an inch, and you're like, what's going on? You have to have that fixed point. And if you don't have that fixed point, you will not be on course. You will not cut a straight line. You won't know where you're walking. In Hebrews 12:2, it tells us that as we walk the Christian lifestyle, we are to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the protector of our faith. Perfecter of our faith. This means no matter what, that our goal is to get Jesus into every situation. That's our fixed point. Jesus is your fixed point. Now, if you're anything like me, you're going to be tempted to stop focusing on Jesus and fix your eyes on something else. We all know what happens if you take your eyes off the road while you're driving. It's just a split second and you can be in a wreck. When you take your eyes off of Jesus, when you're walking, you start wandering. And it's only a little bit at a time. And next thing you know, you're accepting things and you're seeing things and you're just saying things. And your fixed point's here and you find yourself going this way. Most of the time, when we take our eyes off of Jesus, we do it for something temporary. It's a flash in the pan. We do it for that moment. We're looking for that one thing instead of focusing on our fixed point. It's not easy to walk worthy because our walk is based on what Christ desires for us. Not what we desire for us. That's why we need to pray, read our Bible, fellowship with other believers. Like we read in Colossians, it's so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. When Jesus called us, Jesus said, come follow me. In other words, observe what I do and do it. Watch how I talk and talk it. Watch me walk and walk it. Watch me serve and serve it. Watch me grow in my relationship to my Father and you grow in your relationship to the Father. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you've laid everything out for us. You have the plan. You have that focus point. You have that direct line for us to walk. Lord, we need your help walking that line. We need your help keeping that focus. We need your help with direction. Lord, we need your gentle touch sometimes to get us back on course. Sometimes we need more than a gentle touch. Lord, whatever it takes, and that's a bold statement, whatever it takes for us to continue to stay on the path that you have before us, Lord, this morning, that's what we want. We want to serve you. We want to grow in knowledge in our relationship to the Father. Lord, I thank you and praise you for all that you've done in every life in this church, Lord. But I praise you and thank you even more for the plans that you have, what's ahead. Because I know it'll bring glory to your name. We ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you.